This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, hey, you know what? Since we were expecting a 30-minute show today because of LSU baseball, we don't have a full music list. Ian is off today, and Coleman is our studio producer. So, Coleman, let's go back to the opening, and we need to play We're Going Out. I'm just going to do a little radio business, inside radio business, behind the scenes, just live on the air. We need to do We're Going Out by Spearmint, song time 4:38, cue time 1:33. So why don't we just play the open again, and then come out with We're Going Out by Spearmint, song time 4:38, cue time 1:33. All right, here we go. Now, wait a minute. That's not the song. That's not the song. The song is We're Going Out. The band is Spearmint. The song time is...
I have no idea what happened.
4:38. I don't know. It was kind of interesting. Maybe we should play that too.
Okay,
yeah, we were expecting a half-hour show today. It was suddenly extended to a full show today because of lightning and rain in the area in Baton Rouge.
What?
If you were tuning in to expecting to hear the LSU game, first pitch is expected to be, but this is just an estimate, expected to be at 6 p.m. this evening. So we suddenly have a full show. Are we ready to do it again?
Third time's a charm. Let's do it.
Okay, so look, let's do the open again. We got to do this right. Song, We're Going Out.
Yeah.
The band is Spearmint.
I'm looking for it. It's like
it's in the system. You know, I love when this show just gets to be like totally live and ad-libbed. You know, I sometimes think, you know, people get bored of everything being so perfectly planned and all set up and so smoothly run. And we run a really smooth show here with the music and everything that we do. We run a damn smooth show. So, you know, sometimes it's got to be fun for the audience to hear us totally screw it up.
I promise this time, right?
Okay.
Let's do it again.
All right, here we go. Now, that's the way we do the show. That's the way we do it. Coleman, thank you, man. Great job. All right, big stories this afternoon. Pelicans forward Pelicans forward Zion Williamson has been accused of rape. They're already planning a countersuit that is a defamation of character lawsuit. We're waiting for that information. But apparently, this girlfriend in a civil filing says that Zion first raped her in September of 2020 in a home that he was renting in Beverly Hills. Then she claims he raped her again in October of the same year in the same home. The guy rapes you and you go back to the same home the next month? I would think rape would be a deal breaker. So I don't know what's going on here. Don't know what's going on, but this sounds just a little strange to me. But anyway, you know, we'll see. Also, the other big news is, you know, remember when Donald Trump said, when it got really hot and controversial, when Elon Musk is not part of Doge. No, he's not part of Doge. Well, today, in a ceremony in the Oval Office with Elon Musk standing next to him, Donald Trump said today is Elon Musk's last day with Doge. So he was with Doge. So Donald Trump was lying when he said, oh, he's not with Doge. He was just trying to, you know, cover his booty because it was getting kind of heated there. Anyway, those are the two big stories going on today. And again, if you're just tuning in, the LSU baseball game has been delayed because of rain in the area. Look, I'm doing my show from my studio in my apartment at West End. And as I look out over the lake right now, I'm seeing some really threatening clouds and some rain. In fact, if you're on maybe I-55, you might be getting some rain. I don't know how far away it is, but the dark clouds out there, it looks like it's moving in this general direction, but I am seeing some buildup of dark clouds. And we were expecting rain this afternoon with the arrival of a cool front that's going to make tonight and tomorrow morning just unbelievably pleasant. It's going to be a beautiful weekend with less humidity. The temperatures are not going to be as hot as they have been. And, if you're doing anything outdoors, the Lafitte Seafood Festival, and go by and see our friend Jimmy from Gretna. He's going to be at the big oyster booth where they've got raw oysters and grilled oysters as well. You can check him out. And if you want to, just go up there and say, hey, which one of you is a Jimmy from Gretna? And he'll come up and stand, you know, he'll come up and talk to you. He'll come forward. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, coming up in a little while. The movie Lilo and Stitch, it's a remake. It's a live-action remake of the original, which I think was done in 2002. And it set records at the box office last weekend. Big Memorial Day weekend opening last weekend. But there's controversy. Of course there's controversy about a Disney movie. We'll tell you about that coming up a little bit later. And also, I spent some time this morning. It was almost 2 hours. I spent almost 2 hours with five incarcerated juvenile youth at the juvenile center, the home study center, the juvenile center in New Orleans. And I went there with New Orleans Councilman Freddie King Jr. And I'm really impressed with him. He's just, he's a great guy. Just seems like he really does care. And, you know, for those of you who are listening, he called the show, I guess about a week or so ago, we were talking about African-American youth, and we were talking about crime, and he called the show and said that he had gone and he had talked to some of the youth, and it was really surprising. He said that Tommy Tucker had gone with him at one point. So I decided to accept his invitation and to go with him today. And I asked a lot of questions. I took a lot of notes. I was going to just talk about this just on Monday, but I'll talk a little bit about it this afternoon since we do have a full show. I thought we were just going to have a 30-minute show before the LSU pregame was scheduled to begin at 1:30. So we'll still talk about this a lot on Monday. I can't say that I was shocked, but what I can say is what I had believed is true. And what I had believed was confirmed by these youth. And I feel so badly for them. And I told them at one point, what happened to you early in your life is not your fault. I was really impressed with them. And I have a strong feeling that they're going to be different when they leave this facility. Now, nobody knows. Nobody knows. But I'm being really honest with you about my view and my conversation with them. So we'll get into that in just a little while. Coleman, did you ever watch Family Feud?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Look, Steve Harvey is just, I mean, Richard Dawson, you know, I mean, he was kind of funny. It really known for, you know, almost making out with some of the women. I mean, he'd go and kiss them on the lips. I love that scene in European Vacation where they're on Family Feud and the host, I think is John, John Astin. I don't know. I forget the name of the host. But man, he came over and was like making out with Audrey. I mean, he was making out with her. Anyway, Richard Dawson was the host of Family Feud, and he was known for, you know, really knacking on the ladies. But Steve Harvey is just incredible. But Coleman, I'm watching, you know, I admitted this the other day. I'm into two things right now. I'm really into watching Bob's Burgers. I never got into Bob's Burgers when it was on the air, but in reruns now. I found Bob's Burgers, and I've been watching Bob's Burgers like an episode or two almost every night.
I remember you telling me about that. I remember you asking me about that.
It's a funny show. And also, I've been watching Love on the Spectrum, which is about young people with autism dating, trying to find a love match, trying to find somebody that they can spend time with and maybe ultimately spend their lives with. And it's very difficult, and they're so innocent, they're so simple. And just kissing a woman or kissing a man on the cheek is such a big deal to them. And I've talked about this a lot. I really like it. It's a Netflix series, and I recommend it to you. I watched the last season first, and I shouldn't have done that, but I did. So now I'm going back and I'm watching the earlier seasons that lead up to the last season. And, you know, these people have become part of my life because they're, you know, they're in my home with me, and I'm watching their life stories, and they're sharing their stories with me. Anyway, Love on the Spectrum is pretty interesting. And people with autism are referred to as people who are on the spectrum. But I've also been watching Family Feud. And, you know, it's on late at night on later in the evening. And sometimes when I'm done with my work, or sometimes I take a break from my work and I watch it, and then I go back to work. But I've been watching Family Feud a lot. And there was a question on the other day, and it was, what's something the Wicked Witch of the West envied about Glinda, the Good Witch?
I would say
so
looks.
This is from Wizard of Oz.
Right.
What's something that the Wicked Witch is envious of? You know, looks. That was one of the answers.
Was it the number one answer, though?
No, I don't remember what was the number one answer. I think it might have been her dress, or I don't know. But looks was up there. If it wasn't number one, it was up there. But here's what I found really fascinating. So what's something the Wicked Witch of the West envied about Glinda, the Good Witch? Somebody answered bigger boobs. The answer was up there.
Whoa.
And Steve Harvey's going, wait a minute, we're talking about the Wizard of Oz. Who's thinking about boobs while they're watching the Wizard of Oz? I just thought that
I'll
was
be honest,
so weird.
I think about
weird.
Boobs no matter what movie I'm watching. I could be watching Jurassic Park, and I'd be like, oh, look at Ellie Sattler.
Oh, my God. Boy, look at the boobs on that Brontosaurus.
my question with Family Feud is always this. I see them at the end of the show, and then they start hopping up and down whenever they win $20,000. But I'm thinking to myself, do each family member get the $20,000, or do they have to split that $20,000 four or five ways?
I think they have to split it.
Oh, that would take so much out of it. Like, if I win the $20,000, but unless you're one of the guys that sits there while the other two actually wins it, then I wouldn't mind taking a piece.
Well,
of it.
Well, if it's $20,000, where there are five people up there, so everybody gets $4,000.
Yeah, I guess.
I know.
Sir,
it's, you know,
I'd rather go on one of the single-player ones like Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy and win the whole pot.
You know, I mentioned this the other day, and I don't know for sure, but I think, okay, there are some questions, you know, when they get to the big money or whatever they call it at the very end, where you've got the two people and they've got to come up with 200 points. There are some questions that are really easy and obvious, and there's some questions that are really hard.
Oh, that's how
I wonder.
You.
I'm sorry, what?
I think I know where you're going with it. I'll let you continue. Go ahead.
I wonder if they see a family and they like the dynamics of the family. They like the way they look. They just like the personality of the family. They want them to come back. I wonder if they have a stack of easy questions and a stack of difficult questions, and that makes it either easier or more difficult for that family to come back.
No, I have another theory. So I've been participating in Ian Hosan's trivia night, formerly at the Ugly Dog, which is about the clothes. So the last one Wednesday, right? And it's a series of 10 questions per category. Now, what happens is, like, the first 3, 4, 5, or 6 questions are so easy that it draws you in. And you start getting this false sense of confidence. But once it gets to question number 7, 8, and 9, then you feel completely dumb. It's like, wait, what? It's like, it just, the level of difficulty, just like, it lures you in with the first question. Like, hey, what shape is the planet? And then, like, question 9, question 10 is completely off the rails. And it's like, whoa, what just happened? My head was spinning. I could have swore I was smart, but I guess not.
Yeah, no, I that's interesting. But I don't see that progression. But I do see sets of questions that are easy and sets of questions that are just, wait a minute. I mean, how do you answer that? There's just so many possibilities. So, you know, I wonder, I'm not sure, but I just wonder if, we like this family. Let's give them the easy questions because we want them to come back because they look good on TV. Because, you know, it's all about the ratings. It's all about the money. All right. I know we got to get to a break here. We're not anticipating a full show today. By the way, they're talking about this lightning delay, but I heard something else, and I'm gonna share this with you anyway. The LSU players, many of them listened to this show, and they said, look, we really don't want to play if it's going to interrupt Scoot's show, so we'd like to come up with some excuses not to play the game until after his show. So I really appreciate that of the LSU Tiger baseball team. All right, if you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers, it is Free For All Friday. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1972, the song was released. It arrived at radio stations. It's Helen Reddy's anthem, I Am Woman. This was a time when there was a big push to pass the Equal Rights Amendment. It was going to give women equal rights constitutionally. It was the Equal Rights Amendment, the ERA. It did not pass. It never passed. I believe it got through Congress, but they needed 2/3 of the states to approve it, and it did not happen. Now, 1972 was a little different than today, and women in a lot of ways have gotten equal rights, but not totally. But this was a real anthem back at a time when, you know, women were burning their bras and they were just showing that they were liberated. And if they wanted to, you know, go braless, the girls should not be, you know, captured in this contraption on their chest, and the girls should go free. And we are women and we're free and the boobies can go free. Anyway, this was the big anthem at that time. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, we have just learned that Loretta Swit, who played the part of Hot Lips Houlihan on the TV show MASH, has passed away at the age of 87. You know, I honestly never thought she was that hot. You know, I mean, she was kind of pretty, but I never thought Hot Lips Houlihan, Loretta Swit, I never thought the actress was that hot. So now, Sally Kellerman in the movie MASH, whole different story. In fact, you know what? I think we could probably do a quickie text off. Which was better, MASH the movie or MASH the TV series? All right, we're going to do that. I want all of you to be thinking about that. We'll do that in a few minutes. All right, let's go to John in Covington. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Oh, I'm sorry. John's gone. All right, so it's just me, you and me, Coleman? All right, we got Daniel, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. It's good. How's it going?
Good.
So I need someone to tell me what transgender mice are.
What do you mean, what transgender mice are?
Because Trump was on the news a little while ago saying we've cut out funding for transgender mice. There's no such thing. Because he said that and said it in one of his speeches before. And there's no such thing as transgender mice.
I guess there shouldn't be funding for transgender mice, right?
It was never a thing. It was never a thing to be funded.
It was totally
mixed up with another program.
So Trump scratches a program that maybe didn't even exist?
Correct.
Wow. Yeah, because, you know, being transgender, I mean, that takes an understanding of one's self. To be trans, you have to understand, and I don't think mice understand, you know, really what they are, right?
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. I appreciate you passing that on to us. All right, Daniel, thanks a lot. So the president, Donald Trump, cuts funding to transgender mice, but there's no transgender mice? I don't know. I mean, that kind of sounds typical. Look, the thing that strikes me today, and I hope everybody pays attention to these little things, but there was a time not long ago when things got really heated, when Elon Musk was making big decisions and he wasn't elected and he was at the Oval Office with the president and getting a lot of attention and acting like he was the co-president. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you would have to have totally, like, you know, killed all your brain cells to not remember that. And so when things got really heated, President Trump said that Elon Musk is, he's not really part of Doge. He's not part of Doge. But today there was this whole event in the Oval Office where Donald Trump said, Elon Musk is leaving. He's no longer part of Doge. So that means that when Trump said he was not part of Doge, he really was part of Doge, which I knew and you know, you knew as well. Hey, I posted a couple of new videos on my Substack account. Substack is, for some of you, it's going to be a new social media platform. Substack was originally started for journalists, but they have now allowed others to get in. And I love the audience there. I love the mentality there. You don't sense the hate and the judgment that you see on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm kind of frustrated with the judgment and just the misguided, misinformed hate on Facebook. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. And so I escaped that by going to Substack. Now, it's open for everybody, but eventually we're going to have subscribers. So, but I hope you'll join me now and start to check it out. It's just Scoot on the Air, Substack. I'm going to be doing more there than on Facebook. So I hope you will join me. Look, I want to talk for just a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk more about this on the show Monday, as I have said. But I spent time today at the Juvenile Justice Center. And it's part of the home study center. And I visited with five incarcerated juvenile youth at the Juvenile Justice Center. And I was talking to some of the people who were involved with the programs there. And one gentleman was telling me that one of the things that they're teaching these young black males is how to tie a tie. They didn't know how to tie a tie. And these people are teaching these youth things that their parents didn't teach them. And it's really pretty fascinating. It's really, you know, I'm going to talk more about it on Monday, but I want to share with you just a few of the things that came up. They teach conflict resolution. They teach skills and job readiness. And basically, the kids said they had too much free time on their hands. There's no supervision. If they didn't go to school, there wasn't a parent to tell them to go to school. The school might contact the parents, but some were living with grandparents. And one in particular talked about how he was living with his friends. And he slept in a different place almost every night. He would sleep with his partners. I mean, not sleep with his partners, you know what I mean? Sleep at their house. And they all said they had nobody to look up to. But sometimes somebody along the way would be somebody they would look up to, but it was somebody who was into criminal activity. And with nobody else to look up to, they would look up to some of these people who were criminals. You know, but the idea of being a teenager and not sleeping in the same bed every night, that's got to be a tough situation to be in. And I told all of these guys that what happened early in their lives is not their fault. And a lot of this has to do with resources. It has to do with money. I mean, there were a couple of them that talked about they were in poverty. And they were living with a mother or a grandmother, and they wanted to help them. So they went out to steal something. And they knew it wasn't right, but they did it to help their parent or their grandmother. They were all African American. And I asked them, why are there no white people here? And they said, well, occasionally there are, but they get out. Maybe they spend an hour here and they get out because they have the resources. Exact same charges as the black youth. But the white youth get out. And one of them told me, you know, that just makes us feel like the odds are stacked against us. But he said, you know, we have to be accountable for what we've done. And he said, it's not their fault that they got out. And he said, you know, you can't get mad at them because they did what they, you know, needed to do. But they got out. And I was very saddened by the idea. And, you know, I've talked about this a lot on the show. I was saddened by the idea that these young people and a lot of African-American youth don't have supervision. And when you're young, you need supervision. You may rebel against your parents no matter who you are, no matter what neighborhood you come from, you're going to rebel against your parents. But deep down inside, teenagers are crying out for limits. And limits equate to love. And when I asked all of them, do you love anybody? And do you feel love? And they were all kind of hesitant to even answer the question because they almost didn't know how to answer it. And they really had nothing to do. They didn't have to go to school. They had nothing else to do. So they would just like ride around in a car. They would just hang out in the street. They talked about how people judge them because of their skin color. I mean, it's 2025. I mean, we gotta get beyond that. That's just not right. When I started to ask them about guns, they really opened up and talked about how they can get a gun anywhere. Getting a gun is no problem. Whether you have money or not, they can get a gun. So again, I'll talk a little more deeply about this on the show Monday afternoon. But I really gained a lot. I took some notes. I gained a lot in talking to them. And I started out by telling them, I said, you know, you might look at me and think that, you know, I've had it made all my life. Well, I haven't. Because when I first got into this business of radio, there were people telling me I'd never make it. When I went from music radio to talk radio, there were people in the business telling me, oh, you're not going to make it. The audience is never going to accept you as a talk show host. Well, that proved to be not true. And I told them that I had my struggles. And the only money that I've had is money that I've worked for since I was 15 years old. And that everything didn't work out for me just because I'm white. Things didn't always work out for me. And I didn't always get the job I wanted. I was passed over. I didn't always get the opportunities that I wanted. And when they talked about being judged, I talked about how, hey, you know what? There are a lot of people that think I'm gay because of the way I dress and my hair, just the way that I look. And I said, look, I'm not a big guy. I can't help the way I was born. I can't help my size. You know, I was born, that God made me this way. But, it, you know, if you don't fit a certain stereotype and you look a certain way, he's gay. Well, no, I'm not. But I said, you know what? I just, you know, you can't let it bother you. And you just have to just reach above it all. And just because your immediate dream doesn't come true, that doesn't mean that other dreams can't come true. You know, I didn't think that I would be where I am today. But I'm thrilled with where I am today. And it's continuing to work out. But it was very enlightening. And again, I want to get into this more on Monday afternoon, especially when I have time to go over my notes even more. All right, it is Free for All Friday. I don't want to bum you out, but I want to let you know that there are a lot of stories behind the young people who commit crimes. And every one of those kids said that they were responsible for their behavior. And I respected that. So it's not that like they're blowing it off. It's just like you can't have children having children. You can't have children being raised by a grandmother who is sometimes sick. You can't have children just with total freedom. You can't have teenagers that have total freedom and no supervision. And that's not their fault. It's the fault of the parents. And this idea of just, you know, banging somebody because it feels good and it might result in a child, the idea of that is not acceptable. But these are the things that contribute to young people not being supervised. And I just felt really badly, and I felt great empathy for these five young men that I met with. More on that Monday afternoon. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we're going to get to some of your text messages. Coleman will read some text for us. And right now at West End, just starting to see some rainfall. It doesn't look like it's going to be real heavy. But once again, if you're just tuning in, expecting to hear LSU baseball because of the weather conditions, LSU baseball has been postponed. The estimated projection is first pitch at 6 p.m. this evening, and you'll hear it right here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, we have seen the rain is delaying the beginning of LSU's first game in the NCAA tournament. They are hosting a regional on their way to, hopefully, the Baseball World Series. But listen, you know, I said earlier in the show, and I said this the other day, I'm a little concerned about LSU's attitude, and let's hope that it's different when they get into this game today. But it's like, you know, you kept hearing that, well, LSU doesn't have to win the SEC tournament. They're so highly ranked that they're a great team. They're gonna be in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, you have that attitude where we don't have to win, and then you end up not winning. Man, I think that is infectious. I think that sets a mindset that really a team should not be in. So anyway, I hope LSU just blows it out. Hey, speaking of blowing it out, the Knicks blew it out last night with the Lakers, beating them 111-94. That was a must-win for the Knicks. You know I'm pulling for the Knicks. I mean, they just haven't been there in so long that it's just it would be nice to see a new team there. Oklahoma City beat the Minnesota Timberwolves and won that Western Final Series 4-1. And so now we're waiting to see who wins in the East. The next game between the Knicks and the Pacers. And the Pacers still lead 3-2. So the last game last night was in New York at Madison Square Garden. The series now moves to Indianapolis. So the Pacers are going to be at home. The Knicks can beat them at home in Indianapolis if they want to. And what I saw from the Knicks last night was defense. They have not been playing defense, and the Pacers were killing them with three-pointers, but the Knicks were playing great defense last night, so I hope they win. I'll be watching that game tomorrow night. All right, let's see. Let's go to James on the North Shore. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for having me on, buddy. I wanted to talk about your visit this morning with the juveniles over at the detention center. I have some questions that I would have liked to ask. I'd like to know, you know, because when I see these type of crimes that some of them commit, not all of them, they're such adult, and it makes me think of, because I know some of them, are we drug testing these kids? Is some of this because of maybe, because I know when I was younger, there was a lot of drug use when we were younger. And imagine you're a 16-year-old kid with a drug habit who is in fear of detoxing, And that fear of detoxing leads you to carjacking, murders. So are we drug testing these kids once they get into this facility just to make sure to get them treatment so we're not sending them out with the same habit that they might have coming in? So when we get them in, not only are we educating them, but we're also detoxing them if they need to be detoxed.
Yes, they. I mean, they are. They do take care of that. I was not allowed to ask them about their crimes, and because their cases are pending, they were not really allowed to talk about their crimes specifically, and so I didn't even think to ask them about, about drugs. But I got the impression from just about all of them that they were after getting money for a mother or a grandmother because of poverty, because they really had nothing. And, you know, so often I've talked about a lot of people who commit crimes. You can't tell me that they've got a starving baby at home, but maybe in some cases they do. And in fact, there are some of the kids, even as teenagers, are parents. And one of the conversations I had with the officials who run the facility is that I think more attention needs to be paid and more talk needs to be done about young people just having reckless sex and having children, not one, but having more than one child. And because they all talked about how there was nobody there to hold them accountable. Nobody there was responsible for them. In one case, one of the kids did have a mother and her mother's boyfriend. But, you know, the boyfriend part didn't seem to really be that that good of a situation. But James, if I get it, I'm going to go back sometime. So when I go back, I will ask that question. In fact, I may have a chance to ask the people who are involved in that. I may have a chance to ask them that question the next time I go, or maybe even before I go next time. All right. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. So coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about the movie Lilo and Stitch. It's a live-action remake. Disney's done a remake from the original Lilo and Stitch, which was in 2002. But they made a big, big change at the end of the movie. So before I talk about it, I'm going to say, look, spoiler alert, because it's going to be a spoiler alert. And if you're going to go see the movie, then I don't want you to hear about this. But I mean, you might want to go anyway. But the end of the story is quite different. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And so there's been a lot of controversy. There's been a lot of criticism of that. So we'll get into that in the next hour. If you want to join us with a comment in the next hour, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We'll get to your calls. Also, we'll get Coleman to read some of your text messages. On this day, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, 2009, Little Richard was inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. Why did that take so long? 2009, and Little Richard is just admitted into the Louisiana Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Doesn't make sense to me. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, so we have just gotten the official word. So the LSU Little Rock game in the NCAA tournament in Baton Rouge, first pitch is at 5 o'clock. The pregame starts at 4:30. First pitch is at 5 o'clock, and that is official. All right, I'm Scoot. There's a controversy about this big new movie, Lilo and Stitch, the remake from the 2002 movie. We'll talk about the controversy coming up. All right. Also, if you want to join us with a comment, it is free for all Friday. And the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. We're coming right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.